Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Glory be to God. Wow. Kuyimsebenzi kaNkulunkulu leyo bazalwane. Sithi God is good.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
I testimony yakho mzalwane I demonstrator ini, I demonstrator amandla kaNkulunkulu. Your testimony shows people ukuthi uNkulunkulu is in the business of doing it again and again and again, not just for wena but for anyone else.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Good day, Bahle, and the Radio Pulpit family.
Amen.
Now my testimony is going to be short and straight to the point. I'm now a digital creator who is licensed by Facebook. Mr. Mark Zuckerberg, the second world richest guy after Elon Musk, believed in me when nobody has ever believed in me. They were saying, hey, this guy, hey, he's on Facebook, hey, this guy, hey. Tina, we are working and it's busy with Facebook. How is he gonna pay the bills and so forth and so on? But through the mighty of God, here I am. I am a licensed digital creator for Meta. So Radio Pulpit from day one in second Aliona. So I'm humble. That's my testimony. My link, it's fb.com/stars. fb.com/stars. Amen.
Wow. Amen and amen. Digital creator in the house.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Wow, what a beautiful and a powerful testimony. Bazalwane, uyabona uma sikholelwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu is working all things for our good. Lapho siqala si experience the relentless love of God empilweni zethu. So ngempela unguNkulunkulu omohle, unguNkulunkulu futhi okwaziyo ukuthi akususe la akubeke endaweni ephakeme. Nabo bokugcina ubufakazi. Hi Sister Bahle and the family of Radio Pulpit. Uthi ucela ukuba anonymous. Uthi life is not easy and it is so challenging, especially in marriage. It's been months, no communication. We're sleeping in different bedrooms. But the way uNkulunkulu avikele ngakhona inhliziyo yami, ngisasemlilweni, but ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu osangithwele noma ongithwele esandleni somusa. Lena ngizoyinika no Dr. Cools. Dr. Cools uyizwile ne?
Ngizwile.
Yeah, ngithanda yes, before mhlambe sizongena endabeni yethu, ngizothanda nokuthi mhlambe angazi ukuthi siyam encourage umama or sizobe si simnikeza yes ngingasho nje ukuthi sim encourage ngoba uthi kunzima ngithi emshadweni it's ivela ngivele ngikufake ne
bangcwele kaThixo
it's ivele ngikufake Dr. kaThixo
singangena
yeah
mangithi uthi kunzima emshadweni
yeah
kunzima emshadweni ngoba sesilala kuma bedrooms ehlukene.
No communication. Eish.
Mangithi. Okokuqala, ngathi sizokhuluma ngaleyo namhlanje asikoda sesibahle nawe kodwa thixo okwaqala nje injena le ndaba
yeah
kumqoka ukuthi mase nibona ukuthi nina nobabili anisakwazi ukuyilungisa izinto la ekhaya okwaqala tholani professional help
yeah
ngoba kwesinye isikhathi siyayisithathe ukuthi izinto singazilungisela thina ngokwethu only to find ukuthi njengalokhu athi there's no communication kusho ukuthi ayikho into esingazwana ngayo
yeah
angeke akwazi umunye ukulalela omunye
yeah
so tholani professional help
yeah
a professional help it can be those esibabiza phecelezi the relationship advisors the counselors uma ngabe umntwana kaThixo iyana senkonzweni niyobona abafundisi labo abakwaziyo ukuthi banikhansele nobabili kwesinye isikhathi bathatha ubaba bambeka yedwa bathatha umama bameka yedwa kulalelwe kodwa ke sisibahle sihamba kulomhlaba ngicela ningixolele sihamba kulomhlaba wona usuyangazi kunezinye izinto okutholakala ukuthi vela zisalungiseki
yeah
uzohlala ke wena uhlale lokho ukuthi because kunento ekubizwa ukuthi emotional abuse
yes
masengasakhulumisana la indlini
yeah
sesenelala kuma bedrooms anga ingafani sekune emotional abuse like hayi
yeah
and angeke ukwazi ukuyihlalela emotional abuse
exactly.
That's the abuse enzima kakhulu kudlula zonke ngoba isikasa khona awukwazi ukusibona
yeah.
Yazi namhlanje sesibahle ngize uyabona namhlanje sizovala itopic namhlanje and sesizovala itopic on my right
yeah
omunye ozosicacisela ukuthi cause yena udivorced
okay all right
udivorced
yeah
on my left
yeah.
Kunompumi is a young widow
okay
so ngicela ukuthi ngiphonse ngakusisi ngokudoctor T le ndaba
okay
leyo ukuthi naku Dr T
yeah
senifika kulesikhathi lesi sokuthi la indlini I communication ayisekho kahle.
Yeah.
Seniyancishana nangalento lo uNkulunkulu athi kona ningadeprivani. Ngicela so encourage umama ekhaya.
We, akaqokanga nama akaqokanga ama earphone ne. Ukuze azizwe naye ukuthi uthini.
Yes, greetings, greetings balaleli ekhaya.
Ngiyaxolisa azange sisabingelelana.
Hey, sesingena phakathi.
Sesingena, sesisemoyeni.
Sesemoyeni.
Greetings mama, greetings.
Yes, allow yeah. me to come into this matter.
Yeah.
The word of God says, when you have reached a point where you cannot forgive, for instance, we can take a practical example of infidelity
yeah. mm-hmm.
because there are different reasons for a marriage to get where you are now strangers in the same house
yeah.
when you started as partners
mm-hmm.
when you reached a point where now you are no longer reconcilable you need to be true to yourself
yeah
you need to know nangihlala in this marriage ngihlalela bani is it now about the kingdom of God or am I doing it now to please the community around abantu bazothini because if you are seated
yeah.
and your children are looking at you and the husband in different beds not talking what message are we sending to our kids
yeah.
about marriage
so
if the situation is fixable let's find help
yeah.
and deal with the matter so that we get to a solution we cannot now camp in a situation which is deadly not only to you
yeah.
emotionally not only to you alone also to your partner
to your
because nayo iam affect and worst of it all to your kids so mina my submission would be if there's still hope for this marriage let's resuscitate let's do something we cannot lala we cannot just stay
yeah.
especially when things are like that that is not how marriage is created by God to be thank
yeah,
you
yeah because kumele nibe happy uma nisemshadweni enjoy the marriage but uma kuza manje leso sikhathi sokuthi manje you are sleeping in different bedrooms phela i trauma leyo Dr. Goes i trauma and then niyavuka ekseni nindlulana nje ekitchen omunye enzi breakfast yakhe omunye enzi breakfast
yakhe
impilo enjani leyo
ah
wow
no singayilapho
singayilapho
bazalwane
umshado is one institution that yeah. the Lord has created for all of us to enjoy.
Yes. And njoba esho ngala usisi usekazoyi introduce kahle uma sesingena manje ku topic yethu ngoba sivele nje samfake khoneni. Yeah, uzoyi usizo introduce kahle uma sibuya kuma ad. But ngithandile into ayishoyo ukuthi ungahlali emshadweni just because of usaba ukuthi abantu bazothini uma usuka kuona. If you are not happy, you are not happy. And uma ningekho happy ningabazali, it means nabantwana ngeke babe happy. And then yini futhi abayifundayo from nina, ngoba abantwana ngithi kumele bafunde from nina ukuthi emshadweni kuphilwa kanje ukuze nabo bazothatha lokho abakubonayo bese ke baya practice ngithi nabo emshadweni yabo. Okay, uzongena usisi naye ngala.
Sisimpumi.
Sisimpumi.
Uthini usisimpumi? Siyazi ukuthi usisemncane kulendlela. Kodwa khona ongakusho.
Yeah.
Ukhona ongakusho namhlanje kumama lo
sekhaya. Angithi si encourage umama la sisimpumi, umama njengoba esho ukuthi uthi kubhlungu usemshadweni kodwa i communication ayisekho, balala different bedrooms. So wena ungathini kuyena?
I think to echo what Dr. Coles and Dr. T are saying, Guti, yeah. you know, especially when there's no communication. My husband used to say, Guti, I wanna stand with him. I say, see, it's true Latin.
Yeah.
Sek ding umuntu estatu, but as kulumis.
Yes.
Inking as a corner lapo. So that's where they just need to assess the situation and see, Guti, can we still fix or we can't fix?
Yeah.
Because, like, this is actually emotional abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Wow. Thank you so much. Mhlambe, one question, ne? So, if, like, mhlambe, when you propose, Guti, I see you counseling. Mhlambe, lo baba, ati, I'm isibonisidingo sokuthi ngiye counseling. Labantu bebangekho meshata. So, why kumele bangene ezindabeni zethu manje ngoba abazi lutho ngathi ama stranger nje okuwukuthi especially abo baba banalento ukuthi why kumele ngithole umuntu ngaphandle azolungisa my marriage
make ngethi nje fast
yeah
fast
yeah
kunento esiphiwe yona mama
yeah
masibuyela in the garden of Eden
yeah
in the book of Genesis umama obenile gone umama wathi umama makonile wa introduce the sin to the man
yeah
hayi asikho lapho
yeah
kukhona into engifuna kuyiletha now uThixo make fika ukhuluma no Adam ukuthi Adam kwenzakaleni u Adam uyaphendula uthi Adam it's this woman that you have given me. Ngithini kuwe? Umama une power. I power eyaziwa ngisho yi enemy. Ukuthi umama une power.
Yeah.
That is why the enemy did not go to Adam. Because yazile ukuthi uAdam kukhona weakness nyana kaAdam. So mangingena ngomama kuzo umama azokwazi ukuthi akhulume noAdam. Ngithini kuwe? Uyabuya uThixo uyayiguqula le ndaba. Uthi kuAdam, wena Adam, nizothi mangeniphonsa lemhlabeni. Wena uzodla ithukuthuku zakho. Uzawusebenza, usebenzele abantwana bakho. Uthi kuEve, wena a seed that will come. Ooh, Jesus. From you.
Yeah.
Will then do what? Crush the head of the serpent. Ngithini ngithi kunezinto ekumele umama akwazi ukumelana nazo
yebo
ngesinye isikhathi ubaba engazi mangabe sisibahle ubaba athi mina angiyi kulaba bakho laba ofuna ukungiyisa khona lalela mawam lalela sithandwa senhliziyo yami kunezinto ekumele uzibambe wena ngamawashing mawuzibamba ngamawashing uyaphuma sayikhumbula iwar room kumbula iwar room
yeah
iwar room leba sibheka namhlanje sirefera kuyo why because what we do is you go to that corner and you now stand like Adam uthi baba lo myeni ongiphe yena
Yeah.
This rip that you say I have been created from.
Mm.
Wena nkulunkulu, mina ngokwam, you said to me I can crush the head of a serpent. Mm. Right now, Father, I see. It looks like the head of a serpent is trying to creep in my home. And oh God, all I am asking you to do, speak to the heart of this man.
Of this man. Mm. Yeah.
Tambisa ingqondo yakhe. That even I myself, when I go and ask for help, somebody will be coming, being sent by you to him to say, uyazi kunendaba lana ngathi kumele sihlale nje singamadoda sikhulume nayo. The Lord will send a Gabriel.
Yeah.
The Lord will send a Michael. The Lord will send the spirit to him. The voice will speak and say, kwangathi you are neglecting your wife. Anga shongo lutho. Ngesinye isikhathi si omama. Masiyekele ukucela ezinye izinto. Sithi baba khulumisana nje nengqondo nenhliziyo yomyeni wami. Kuzathi uThixo uma ngabe kuyinjongo kaThixo uzombona umyeni. Ungakhuluma ngalutho. Yekelani bomama lana kulokuthi asambe siye si
War room. Amen. So, yazi ngiyathemba ukuthi umama la uzwile and then lokho ebenikushare ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sisizane naye uzokuthatha bese uya apply but into ebalekile njengoba ushilo Dr. Cools akaye ku war room. Amen. Okay, siyabuya ngithi sesizongena kahle manje endabeni yethu and then siba introduce kahle nabo sise sinabo lana angendlule ngala.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Singena ke kwi discussion yethu yaku lentambama. Ngikanye no Dr. Cools and then njoba ishilo ke ukuthi uhamba lana bosisi ngizwe umpumi ithi ngiqale ngayo umpumi sawubona
kunjani sisibahle
ngiyaphila wena njani
ngiyaphila nami.
Okay, umpumi wakabani?
Umpumi waka Marima.
Okay, usesimpumi mhlambe briefly nje sibekele isithombe sakho.
I'll just ngizobeka isithombe related on what we're talking about. Umpumi is a widow for the past 2 years and 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I am walking this widowhood journey with Dr. Cools and that's how we connected and yeah.
Ushone nini umyeni?
2022 on the 28th of December.
So it's almost 3 years.
Yeah, it'll be 3 years in December.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I still don't know how to respond to I'm sorry, hey. But I'll say noted.
That's why we are kumbula Dr. Kuzi.
Yes.
You know, uma isimo sisese fragile.
Yeah.
Angazi ukuthi ngithini, ngithi sorry. Or, you know, kuba nzima. Yeah, but this is what is sorry because, you know, into ebuhlungu and ngiyazi ukuthi into bowungayi expectanga ukuthi ngenzeka ngaleso sikhathi. Yeah, but siyabonga nangu Dr. Cools.
Yeah, hey.
Uyakhambisa yona le ndlela until uzoyithole kahle. Okay, asize ngala usizo bani?
Oh yeah, bangibiza ngo Dr. T. by name lasekhaya ngu Amelia Nonceba Thambe.
Okay.
Brief introduction, I'm a mother of two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a D, we refer to ourselves, I'm a divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, ikalengo 2020. But why am I here? I'm walking this road with a number of women who are helping to help us as we navigate through this road of divorcehood, because Kodwa, it's not easy. There's a lot of isolation which comes with it. If you are not surrounded with the people with the right mind, then you might end up finding yourself depressed or otherwise.
Sure. And Dr. Kools, angithi udaba lwethu today ukuthi isiphi isikhathi esi right, or mhlambe kumele ulinde isikhathi esingakanani, mhlambe umyeni undlulile emhlabeni, or we divorcee, and then kumele ulinde yini, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 10 years, ngaphambi kokuthi uzoqala obunye ubudlelwano obusha, or uzongena emshadweni futhi. Angithi that is our topic.
That is our topic today.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why today I asked them.
Yeah.
And I said, we are coming from ministering in Soweto.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's just go straight.
Asambi.
They're like, uqalil. You get, no. Today, siyayivala namhlanje. And I say, vala. Angeke kube izwi lami qha.
Yes.
Ngoba we've got 2 years and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who can be able to say, yazin, ikashisa.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
From the widow side.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, from the divorce side.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I say, sikhulume kube ngathi you are generalizer.
Mm-hmm.
Abanye bazothi hayi apho sikhuza ukuthi yena ngoba vele yazo so ivalile i-tap. Angishoko ukuthi ngivalile i-tap.
Yeah.
So that's what we are talking about today. We are talking about the when.
Yeah.
Briefly to say, balaleli siyanibingelela, today we sikhuluma ngale enihlale niyibuza, number 1, enihlale nisitshela yona, number 2, ukuthi solo hlaleleni but hayibo kudala ehambile umlungu husband, so yaku 4 years solo ufake ne ring kanjani, why are you still putting on your ring, kudala ehambile, right, but go divorce, but now usafake le ring yazo simbonile izolo ibeka lapha kule ya shop le lapha wena solo you are still wearing it. So today we are here not to answer the question. Our lines open. I think today we will open early.
We open early
today.
Yeah,
we are here to answer the question that now uhlala uyibalekela ukuthi when do I start dating,
yeah,
when do I then get married, what does the word of God say?
Yeah.
And what does the world say?
Yeah.
And what do you say? Hayi angifuna ukukhuluma ngefamily. Ngifake nayo sesibahle. Ukuthi ithini ifamily? Okay, singiyakhuluma ngayo. So ama questions as well answers sesibahle.
I1.
Yeah. Asiqale ngawe. Uthini wena?
Mhm.
Ulahlekelwe umyeni. Ukudivorcele umyeni.
Mhm.
Okay, siyabafaka nobaba namhlanje.
Mhm.
Ne? Asikhuluma ngabama mama kuphela.
Yeah.
Ulahlekelwe umyeni. Ulahlekelwe unkosikazi ngokushona. Ukudivorcile umama noma ukudivorcile ubaba. And then ke uyabuzwa ukuthi ushada nini? When is the right time?
Yeah.
Is there a right time? Uthini uThixo kuwe? Uthini umndeni kuwe? Asiye kabantu ngoba abantu ayike into abazokusiza ngayo. Silapho ke namhlanje sesibahle.
Yeah.
Ukuthi what does the word say? But angazi sesibahle asiqale ngescripture.
Yeah.
Hayi ngiqala seyifunda Dr. T. O 1 Timothy chapter 5. Simqala phakathi ku verse 9. Ubani Bible?
Mina I'm off.
1 Timothy chapter
5. Okay.
Simqalela ku verse 9.
Mhm.
Ukuthi uthini uPaul? Uthini uPaul? 1 Timothy chapter 5. Open 1 Timothy wethu. Chapter
5.
Siqala la ku verse 9. Make ngithi so sisibahle. Sometimes lana iBible linoku categorize abantu. That's why it will say men, but it's not basically men, but it's talking about everyone.
Yeah.
But here you will hear like as if it's the widows. But we are also including widowers, and we are including divorced. Dr. T.
Okay. Verse 9. The widows who are worthy to be supported by the church should be at least 60 years old and not remarry. That is verse 9. verse 10. They should have a beautiful testimony of raising their families, practicing hospitality, encouraging other believers, comforting troubled ones, and have a reputation for doing good works. Going to verse 11. But you need not to concern yourself with the younger widows, for some will depart from the Messiah because of their desire to remarry. For they will face their own punishment of living with disturbed conscience for invalidating their former faith. Those widows who go around from house to house as busybodies are only learning to be lazy, making their situation even worse by talking too much, gossiping, speaking things they should not. They become far too obsessed with empty things that will not bear good fruits. For this reason, teach the younger women to remarry and bear children and care for their household. This will keep them from giving our adversary a reason to doubt. I think until 14, right?
Yeah. There we go. Asishumayeli ne, sends a reference point. Asishumayeli sends a reference point.
Yep.
But in Aindaba, yeah, verse 9, I'm going to say widowers and widows, and then I'm going to say divorce and divorces. Right now, impact the world that you are in. Because that lens might bring problems in your life, or it might bring a solution.
Yes.
What is this lens that I'm talking about? Don't be pushed by lust.
That
you end up wanting the things. Whereas you can be able, don't mind waiting.
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo, that's powerful. Utholakala kuphi, Dr. Cools Mongekho la emoyeni?
We are on TikTok, Voice of an African Widow, and on Facebook, Voice of an African Widow. We've got a WhatsApp group, and that you can get on 083-226-6503.
Ntelo iphinde.
083-226-6503.
Sure.
We are.
Thank you so much. Yazi sibe nemarch emnandi. Sizophinda futhi sihlangane. Ngicela ubuye nabo futhi ne.
Bayes.
Please.
Ngiza nabo futhi.
Please.
Definitely.
Dr. Ring, Pastor Ray Lekgodi uyeza uzohlala nawe njengoba sekushaye u5 o'clock. Mina nawe sizophinda sihlangane futhi next week Sunday ngaso futhi lesesikhathi. Ngithi ube nosuku olohle uqale neviki elibusekile.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, true authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.